How's it going, everyone? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help the over 40 crowd fight the aging process without giving up their social life. In this episode, we ask the question, what is health? Aesthetics and how our body looks is one thing, but if you've been listening to my podcast for a while, I hope you have a more compelling reason to be healthy than just a six-pack. I mean, it's nice, but we're over our 40s. There's more things to worry about. We talked to a clinical nutritionist, Carrie Wojo, and her company is called Path to Health, where we dive deep into what health really is, and in later episodes, more about digestive health and what we can actually do to get ourselves to that next level of health. If you're interested, stay tuned. Before we get on to some of our topics, my audience always likes to get to know you, learn more about your education, how you got into what you're doing, what you're passionate about, and I'll just let you take it away.
Okay, so I've been in business for 10 years, and before that, I was really sick. I'm 40, and doctor said I had fibromyalgia, I had prediabetes, I was 30 pounds heavier, my digestion was horrific, my hormones were all messed up, I couldn't sleep well, they thought I had restless leg syndrome, I had bursitis in my hips, I thought I was going to have a shoulder surgery, so I was literally falling apart in my mid-20s, and I was what is going on? I was depressed, I was discouraged, I was hopeless. And I just felt like, gosh, I'm going to all these doctors. I was going to a registered dietitian, didn't get much help there. Nothing against all registered dietitians, but mine just wasn't helping me. And I was going to a pain doctor, and I was going to an acupuncturist and a chiropractor. And thank you, God, I met a clinical nutritionist through my chiropractor that I was going to. And she's like, yeah, chiropractic is great. Like getting everything aligned is great. But if you're all messed up on the inside, nothing's going to change on the outside. I was like, yeah, that makes sense. And so she was my nutritionist for a while. And she's like, you need to go to this school. And so I went to Southern California University of Health Sciences, which is a chiropractic, acupuncture, and clinical nutrition school. So I went to school for 3 years and I got my license. And I learned through that process that my liver hated me. My blood sugar, I already kind of knew was out of whack. But
yeah.
My thyroid hated me. My digestion was a disaster. I had taken 18 months of antibiotics when I was a baby.
Oh, there you go right there.
18 months straight of antibiotics. And after I learned what that meant, I was like, oh my gosh, no wonder, looking back, all of the issues that I'd always had since I was really little. I was like, yeah, that makes sense. So I was on a mission now to just undo all the damage that I had done to myself and that inadvertently had been done by my parents. And I'd eaten like crap for 30 years. And so I was like, yeah, this is going to take a little while. And of course, I was really impatient. I'm like, when am I going to feel better? And I was my own guinea pig because I didn't know what I was doing in the beginning. That it took me about 13 months, which was a lot longer than I wish it had been. But I remember this one day I was sitting at my kitchen table and I was like, my back doesn't hurt. When did my back stop hurting?
Like, yeah, you just totally forget too.
Yeah, I forgot. And I was like, I think it's been about a month if I like think. And I think it was about, so I was like, okay, it's like all the pieces just finally came together and all my deficiencies and all my inflammation just resolved itself. All the cogs in my machine just came together and started doing what they were supposed to do. And it was so like hope inspiring. I was like, okay, if I did this for me with all of my issues, I can do this for other people. And so that's my why is I get how depressing it is. And I'm like, when I want to feel better now. And so people look at me and go, but you're so skinny and you're so healthy and there's no way. And I'm like, you don't know. Let me tell you.
You didn't know me before.
I mean, I'm a dancer and maybe you know that. I don't remember if I've told you that, but I ballroom dance, I country dance, I swing dance, I Latin dance. And I couldn't dance for 2 years because I was in so much pain everywhere all the time. I would dance for 10 minutes and my muscles would seize up and I'd have to go home and take 800 milligrams of ibuprofen because my body just wouldn't relax. And of course, that wasn't the solution at the time I thought it was. And so I just was like, I'm never doing this again. I'm never doing this again. Yeah. And so that's why I called my company Path to Health because it's a journey. You're always on the path. You might fall off the path here and there, like if stress or vacations or whatever creep in, but you're always on the path and you have to stay on the path. I always tell people it's like going to the gym. If you work out, you're going to build muscle. If you stop working out, you're going to lose your muscle. So it's the same idea. If you eat healthy and get healthy and then you start eating like crap again, you're going to feel like crap again. So it's always staying on that path.
And that's the thing is you need a thing of accountability too, not just for personal training, but some people can handle that. That's fine. But then other people need help with their diet, which is where you come in. And the people that need me and I help them. Like I'm tracking all their stuff. Right. If they can't remember how strong they were on doing some core work, I'm like, I remember, I've got it written down. And same thing of why they would need you. So it's so huge. I've had some lower back problems and all that kind of stuff. And for the last 4 years, and I finally have pulled out of that, but same thing. I'm like, one day I'm like, oh my God, I can sit down for a length of time and not be in pain and this and that. It's just all my diet was on point, just took time. And then also all my physical therapy work too. So it's just, but it helps having somebody to watch you.
It does. Yeah. It's funny. I always tell people like I have my nutritionist and they go, but you're a nutritionist. I go, every coach needs a coach, man. Everybody needs somebody outside of themselves to give them a third party perspective to help them think of things that maybe they didn't think about. Because nobody knows.
I go to another gym now too, where I just let them take complete charge. Like trainers need trainers too.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
What's the difference between clinical nutritionists and like all the other ones, registered dietitian or certified nutritionist?
So I was going to school to be a registered dietitian. So I'll give you what I think the difference is there. When I was in school to be an RD, they were teaching me about when you would want to put someone on metformin and when you would want to put someone on dialysis. And they talked about like macros, but they didn't talk about what feeds the liver or detoxes the liver or what the kidneys need specifically to function. So they didn't focus, in my opinion, on food much at all. I mean, when I went to mine, when I had my diabetes issue, they would say 45 carbs of every meal, 21 grams of protein, blah, blah, blah. But it wasn't like, here's what you need to do to get the inflammation down, or here's what you need to do to create balance in your pancreas or whatever. So it was very much like the basics until it gets bad. And then we're going to put you on dialysis or metformin or whatever it is. So that's why I did. That's why I got out. I was like, I don't like this. This is not, I don't want to work under a doctor. I want to get to the root cause. So, and then as far as other like nutrition certifications, I have a good friend that's a certified nutritionist and she took a 6-month course and I think it's called NIH in Encinitas and it's a 6-month certification. So she often comes to me and goes, you know, so much more than I do. Yeah. Help me with this one. So
that's
like,
fine.
That's fine. I mean, she has her niche. She likes to work with people that are gluten intolerant and loves to help people learn how to cook and stuff like that. So she probably does more of like the basics. But I always say like, I learned through my own experience, but also through school, how to deal with like the tough cases. Those are my favorite.
Okay.
They're my favorite because they're motivated, but they also have like big issues. But I also don't overcomplicate it. It's what's going on in your body. What is the dysfunction? What are the deficiencies that you've created over your lifetime? Right.
Yeah.
So that's what I think the difference is.
Awesome.
How's it going, everyone? It's Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help the over 40 crowd fight the aging process without giving up their social life. We've been talking to clinical nutritionist Carrie Wojo, and in previous episodes, if you want to catch back up, go back a couple, where we talk about what is the path to health. And another episode, we talked about liver health. This episode, we're talking about digestive health. And you might be surprised on how important that is, what things you might be eating that could be causing a lot of problems, and some simple solutions that you can at least start with. And for people who have other issues, you might need someone like Carrie. Stay tuned.
Carrie, let's move on to the next topic. We want to talk about digestion, how important it is, how many of us are messing it up in our typical diets, American diets.
Yes.
What's your take on digestion?
Oh, well, so we talked a lot about the liver and that plays one role, but the other couple of things. The first thing is if you're zinc or B1 deficient, zinc or B12, you are not going to be able to break down protein as well. A lot of people go, I just lost a taste for meat or I don't digest it well. That is typically, and I do a zinc test in my office, 99% of my clients are horribly zinc deficient. So you can't make hydrochloric acid and then you can't break down protein. So that's a problem. When you drink alcohol, it depletes your digestive tract of pepsin, which is a protein digesting enzyme. So again, people do things that just screw up their digestion. Sugar, it's the new year and all that.
Yeah.
Everybody's giving up sugar. Giving up sugar helps, But if you've got all this inflammation caused by sugar, people give themselves gastritis and don't even know it or understand the connection when they eat too much sugar. You eat sugar, it causes inflammation. It alkalizes your stomach. Now you can't have the correct pH or acidity in your stomach to break down your food. And so it just creates like this whirlwind effect of why does everything bother my stomach? Even when I eat healthy, my stomach hurts. I'm bloated. I'm gassy. So a lot of the time it's sugar. I get this a lot after the holidays because everybody's gone on a debauchery ride of just all the sweets and all the carbs and all the processed food and now their digestion's upset. So your pancreas makes lipase, which is a fat digesting enzyme. So your pancreas makes insulin, which most people know helps you metabolize or keep your sugar blood sugar levels balanced. But it also makes lipase and it also makes an enzyme called elastase. And so lipase digests fat, elastase digests proteins, fats, and carbs. So again, if you're eating too much sugar, you're pre-diabetic or diabetic, and you're like, why does my digestion suck? It could have a lot to do with your blood sugar or your the sugar you take in. What else? You've got your prebiotics and your probiotics.
Yeah.
Those are for your gut. A lot of foods or the broken down components of those foods is absorbed in your large intestine. But if your intestines are cramped, if they're just lined with junk that you've been eating over the years, hot dogs are a big one. They screw up your intestines, make them all inflamed. Tomatoes, for some people, can cause permeations in your intestines. Miralax, for people that are constipated, Miralax flattens the villi, the little fingers that absorb stuff into your body. Miralax flattens that. So now you're not absorbing the good stuff that maybe you're trying to eat. So it's so important. I always tell people, like, if you're constipated, like, we need to address that first because there is a ripple effect of constipation. And if you're bloated and gassy, maybe the reason you're constipated is because you're not breaking down your food. And then it gets into the intestine and your intestines just go haywire. They're like, we don't know what this is. We're not letting this through. One of the really important things about constipation is when you're constipated and your stool just sits in your intestines, sits there and it's a couple days, some people 3 or 4 or 5 or 7 days of not having a bowel movement, your body creates this chemical called guanidine, or I should say it's created from your feces. And guanidine is the most alkaline chemical in the body.
Yeah.
And your body doesn't like being alkaline. It wants to be balanced. It has a certain pH that it likes to be at. And if it's not, then the body goes into self-preservation mode, which is how do we get the body back into its correct pH state? And it'll pull calcium from your muscle tissue and your bones.
Yeah,
and
we don't want that.
You don't want that because then you get kidney stones and then you get calcifications in your joints, which is arthritis, and you get calcifications around your heart. And so because you're creating this guanidine and you're not addressing the constipation, then it's just this vicious cycle. And now you're in pain and you're tight and things aren't moving and now you're inflamed. And it's this horrible, vicious cycle. So that's why I always say, like, if you're bloated and gassy, that's a big deal. You have to address that. If you're constipated, we have to address that.
That's not normal.
But it's so many. I remember thinking, this is just how I am. I would go 4 or 5 days of not going to the bathroom. And my doctors didn't tell me any different and nobody told me any different. And so I just thought, well, I'll just keep eating more fiber and drinking more water and hope for the best.
Gotta fix it eventually. Yeah.
Right. God. And it's so interesting because a lot of people say, well, I eat lots of fiber. And I'm like, well, how's your water intake? And they're like,
A glass.
Water. Yeah. And that's funny because when I was first going to school, I drank like 3 cups of water a day. And I don't remember what else I drank. It could have been bad stuff. I don't remember. But I was like, why am I so constipated? And it was like 3 glasses of water is like barely enough to keep you alive, let alone like
I'm
keep
in desert island.
Yeah. Let alone all the functions that it's supposed to support. Your kidneys, your liver, your adrenals, your intestines, like your water is essential. So I always tell people, if you don't drink enough water, just aim for like 1 more cup every week. Work up to it. Don't waterlog yourself. Don't overwhelm your body with this new, like, I'm going to be amazing at this. And then just give up because it sucks. Yeah. So, Yeah, there's a lot of different components. One thing that I really like to do with my clients is what I call a colon cleanse. It's kefir and flaxseed. Kefir is like a liquid yogurt, and it has to be unsweetened. They have a lot of yummy flavored ones, but unsweetened yogurt, kefir plus flaxseed. And if you do that for 3 weeks, oh my gosh, it cleans people's intestines out. People that take antibiotics and get diarrhea, it firms up their stools again. It helps with energy. So the gut digestion is really huge for weight loss, for your mood, for your cravings. You have bad bacteria in your gut, or you could have bad bacteria in your gut, that actually make you crave sugar. So a lot of people go, well, I know I just need to have willpower. And I'm like, it could be something more physiological than mental.
Yeah.
You know, like, of course, there's a mental component too, but a lot of people don't realize that if you have all this bad bacteria in your gut, that they could literally be sabotaging you. So that's why the probiotics, prebiotics are so important.
Well, it's crazy. A lot of my clients, talking to them, how much of them think that, oh, I'm taking all this protein, they're doing the work with us as personal trainers. And you're like, but I take all this stuff and the stomach absorbs it. I was like, no. The stomach just breaks it down. And it's got to go through the tract for you to even have a chance to absorb all this stuff. That's why it's so important for digestion issues to take care of those, because you're doing this work, but you're not getting any benefit because you're not fueling the body. So unless everything's working, there's a kink in the system, you're just going to be stuck treading water forever, or just you'll be personal training with us asking for more, and we're just going to disintegrate your joints. That's not the whole point of the process of getting healthy. So I hear you.
Yeah. So sad. Yeah. So yeah. I can't emphasize enough. Sorry.
What's a good, I mean, obviously you got to go through a whole program, but just for fun, what's like one of the best products to do? I heard you mention aloe vera, or it's the kefir colon thing, probably one of the best.
Yeah. Things. Those are kind of my top two like starter things, just because they're easy and most people don't mind the taste, and they're just easy to do. If people have like diverticulitis or Crohn's or ulcerative colitis or something like that, I always say aloe vera. Because it's got chlorophyll in it, which is very healing. It reduces inflammation. I've had people get rid of all of their inflammation from whatever was ailing them with aloe vera. I am very picky about which brand though. There's the brand that I recommend is, it's called Lakewood Organic Whole Leaf Aloe Vera Juice. You can get it at Sprouts and Mother's and I think Whole Foods in the non-refrigerated juice section. It's a 32-ounce glass bottle. And it's like aloe vera and lemon juice. Lemon juice is a natural preservative. So that's it. All the rest have sugar and preservatives and all this crap in them. So that's the one that I recommend. And for people that have like intense intestinal issues, I say 2 ounces, like 2 or 3 times a day on an empty stomach is ideal, but I would get it in. However, better to get it in than not at all.
Yeah. Well, cool. Well, Carrie, how can my audience work with you, get in touch with you? Do you have a website, social media handles, I'm assuming?
I do. So the best way to get in touch with me is my I always tell people, go to my website and read my story and my testimonials and stuff. They kind of like, because it's inspiring. It's hope inspiring, right? My website is path2healthoc.com, PathToHealthOC.com. And I'm on Yelp. I've got a bunch of great reviews on there. Path to Health. That's not so great on the social media. That's my goal.
Me either.
To be better.
I'm on Twitter. That's it. Well, cool. My audience always knows. I'll put those links in the podcast description. But I'm assuming you work with people remotely. I don't know if you even have brick and mortar anymore, but
I do. This is my office. I'm in my office.
Okay. But obviously through Zoom and all that, so people from all around the U.S. could work with you. Do you have any group coaching, or are you just more one-on-one?
I'm one-on-one or couples. I'm doing a lot of public speaking lately, but no group coaching at the moment.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much, Carrie, for being on my show, and we'll probably get you on in the near future again.
Love it. Thanks for having me. This was fun.
If you'd like a little bit of help of checking out your diet and your current routine, I'd be happy to help. I always do a free 15-minute Zoom consultation for anyone, no strings attached, just to see if I can help you, point you in the right direction. So if you're interested, check out the show notes. The link is at the top.
Hey, everyone. I would just like to thank each and every one of you for supporting my show. My numbers over the years have just been growing and growing on this podcast. One thing that could really help me, and something you could do as a listener, would be go onto iTunes and leave me a 5-star review. Any other podcast service like Spotify and Podchaser is also great, but iTunes is really where the magic happens for us being podcasters. Thanks again, and I'll catch you on the next episode.